When police came to kind of confront her and try to pull her out of the store, the woman, when a police officer grabbed her arm, she scratched him on the cheek, actually drawing blood, according to the affidavit. And the officer then wrote that he pulled the woman to the ground and, as she struggled, placed his shin across her ear and began to utilize a move called the thigh lock. She continued to struggle with police, so police continued to restrain her, according to the affidavit.
They're on the ground. She's screaming. They're using various restraints, including that thigh lock. And people had some criticism for the Wasilla Police Department. And part of what we know about this too is their response to that criticism and their response to questions. So when you called the Wasilla Police, what did they say about this?
Yeah, I mean, they defended their officer's actions and said that she had to be fully restrained to avoid injury to herself, bystanders, and officers. They described the restraints used as including the thigh lock, which involves kneeling or putting your shin on the person's jawbone, specifically a restraint that I found had been banned by some departments, including the Tallahassee, Florida Police Department, in the aftermath of the death of George Floyd this summer in Minneapolis. And they also employed a technique called hobbling. There's different types of hobbling, but this type of hobbling was kind of a full restraint where this woman's wrists were bound to her ankles behind her back, which is really a hard thing to look at. And then they carried her out, sort of hanging in that position. And the use of force expert I spoke with said that these are techniques that kind of reside near the boundaries of what are considered safe. And some departments have, ceased using them. They're basically pain compliance techniques, trying to get a person to stop resisting using pain. And the use of force expert I spoke to said, overall, given the totality of the circumstances, he personally did not see the force used by the officers as excessive, but he did think that carrying the woman out using this complete hobbling technique where she's bound, by wrists and ankles, he believed that they could have used a less painful restraint to escort her to the police vehicle.
Did the Wasilla Police Department seem open to discussing their training or anything like that? Or was it just this is how we're going to do this?
They actually didn't answer the questions that I posed about what training the officers had undergone to use the techniques or under what circumstances those restraints are meant to be deployed. But they did say that none of the control techniques used during this incident are designed to restrict the suspect's ability to breathe, communicate, or to alter their level of consciousness. They have said they will review this use of force. So I expect that they will review it, and I'm curious to know what they'll say and if the public will get a chance to find out about that.
Did you try to reach out to the woman and how did that go?
I did try to reach out to the woman. Her name was in the charging document, and really there were no public records containing a way to find her. So I was unable to reach her. And that's part of why we institutionally made the decision not to name her in the story, which is not our usual policy. But in this case, it seemed to us that the newsworthy part of this was not that a person was charged with a misdemeanor assault, but that this video depicting her forceful restraint had circulated widely and that people had questions about that. And it just didn't seem fair or correct to name her because she didn't consent to having a viral video made about this experience.
Michelle, how does this particular video and this case sort of fit into our broader understanding of policing and the use of restraints and conversations around those things?
I think we're seeing this more and more. I think people are filming interactions between police and members of the public more than ever. And I think it's started a conversation and it's started a kind of new level of scrutiny. I also think that it's important to remember that we can't always know what happened leading up to when that viral video started. And that's just something for people to keep in mind. Specific departments might have different rules about what types of restraints are allowable. And until you see a viral video like this, you might not realize that a department in your area uses certain techniques that others don't.
Okay, that was Anchorage Daily News reporter Michelle Theriault-Boots. You can read her full story at ADN.com. Michelle, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Casey.